Hi, I'm Sarah Flower, and thanks for listening to KSUT. Today we are joined with Leanne Jalan, Executive Director of San Juan Basin Public Health Department, for our weekly COVID-19 update. Hi, Leanne.
Hi, Sarah.
It's middle of October, if you can believe it, kind of towards the end of it here, and what's on a lot of people's mind this time of year is Halloween and trick-or-treating and all the festivities that come with that. And what I'd like to do today with you, Leanne, is break down how we do that safely, what's high risk, what's low risk, and how we can all work together on this.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity to talk about this. I think that as we're moving into, you know, fall and winter, though certainly our days don't really feel like fall yet here in Durango, but as we are moving into cooler weather, I think we're going to all have to be really careful. We've developed good habits as a community about moving activities outside to where they are lower risk, and that will become less of an option going into cooler weather. And public health folks are very concerned about if we start to spread more disease going into these cooler months, and then concerned about how we can celebrate holidays and do the things that we do, you know, as humans to connect and make life as normal as possible without spreading disease.
Which is just a tricky part with, I mean, the next 3 months are really high holiday festivities where people are used to gathering and getting together, Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas. Leanne, these next 3 months are going to be really telling of not only, as you mentioned, colder temperatures coming in, people maybe being inside and gathering indoors.
Yes, and that is what we're concerned about. So we're going to take it kind of one holiday at a time and, you know, work through it as a community. We will have ongoing communications about where our numbers are and how we're doing as a community. And, you know, we're kind of 8 months into responding as a community together and sharing information and adjusting our lifestyles. So we're going to continue to do that for the next couple of months and see how we do.
Well, let's get to the nitty gritty of what Halloween looks like. I know that CDC and the state of Colorado and San Juan Basin Public Health Department have released safety guidelines on how to celebrate Halloween safely. Let's talk some do's and don'ts. And personally, it feels like door-to-door trick-or-treating seems like a contact tracing nightmare.
Yes. So, you know, trick-or-treating, it is an outdoor activity. We can maintain social distance when we're, you know, in our neighborhoods, right? But the concern is that even a low-risk activity where a lot of people are engaged in the same lower-risk activity at the same time, just kind of an aggregate starts to become a medium or high-risk activity. So we are really cautioning to think about our Halloween activities differently. So if you are choosing to do things like, you know, trick-or-treating, there are ways to do it that are going to be safer, considering that we're still in the midst of a COVID-19 global pandemic versus the traditional ways. So it is an outdoor activity. We recommend, you know, outdoor activities over indoor activities. We know that people are 20 times more likely to catch COVID inside than outside. So I know some families will get together with, you know, neighborhood children and do a party inside before, you know, compare costumes and then everyone, you know, go hit the streets together. We're recommending skip the indoor part, right? It's not worth it to combine people's activity inside. And then the other thing that we want to be really aware of is the size of our group, right? So if you're used to getting together with lots of families and all communing and sharing candy and comparing costumes, we want you to do that in your household unit, you know, rather than with mixing multiple families. That's just the, you know, these are the kind of sacrifices we make during this pandemic. The other thing is that the amount of time we spend together, right? So you want to, we really don't want lengthy interactions, right? So really think about how you can still go out, celebrate your holiday, do it outdoors, keep social distancing, and then limit how much time you're spending with other people. if you've recently had symptoms, if you've been exposed, if you have been told you're on quarantine or your kids have because their classroom is in quarantine, then, you know, we're going to ask that you just sit this one out, right? I mean, this is the same thing. You shouldn't be going to work if you have symptoms. You shouldn't be going to work if you're exposed. You also shouldn't be celebrating holidays with friends and family. And then when you are celebrating, it's the same. It's wear your mask, stay 6 feet apart, stay in your household unit. There are some interesting things about masks, right? You don't want to double up your mask. So try to figure out a Halloween costume where you can keep an appropriate COVID-19 mask rather than a Halloween mask, which may or may not prevent spread of infection. But then if you double up your mask, that could be dangerous. So we're recommending people come up with costumes where they can safely wear a COVID-19 mask. And then for trick-or-treating, you know, while they are short duration activities, it's that aggregate of having lots of short duration activities together. So we're asking people to not hand out candy. We're asking you to put your candy outside in a way that kids can come by and pick up their candy, take it home, leave it, and then, you know, eat it at a later date after, you know, we've had some space in between when they've picked it up and when they get to enjoy it. So, you know, you line up individually wrapped treats, or you line up little goodie bags in the driveway or in, you know, some kind of spread out on your property rather than all the kids, you know, either getting candy from you as an individual or putting their hands in the same bowl. So again, it's all of these things, just thinking through the guidance that we've been working on, you know, as a community for the last 8 months to make sure, you know, we've talked about this before, you know, buffets aren't good, sharing food isn't good, right? So it's the same type of thing. And then the other thing we're asking families to do is, you know, just kind of scale down. So smaller groups, stay in your own neighborhood. All of that traveling around adds to mixing of people. We want less mixing. I think the other thing is, hate to be the bearer of bad news, but Halloween is it's a holiday that carries some danger. We do see more kids hit by cars. We see more unintentional accidents around Halloween. So honoring that, if people do celebrate it differently, some of the patterns of how kids are moving around neighborhoods will be different. If they're, you know, outside a property picking up candy individually, that's extra stuff for drivers to pay attention to. So really make sure that you have reflective, that you have flashlights, that we're, you know, if you're driving, drive very slowly that night, because everything's going to be, you know, hopefully smaller in scale, less interactions going on between humans, but maybe a little bit different. So we owe each other one more thing, which is be really careful. And the other thing is if your family chooses, you know, we're going to do a costume party in our living room, we're going to watch scary movies, we're going to carve pumpkins, we're going to create a new family tradition, that's okay too, right? So these are our holidays. We can do video conferencing on our, you know, phones or on our computers with other families and compare costumes. There are other ways to create new traditions, and this is an okay time to sit it out and say, what do I want to do for my family, which is different than what we normally do?
Leanne Jalon, Executive Director of San Juan Basin Public Health Department, letting us know how we can do Halloween safely this year. Is there anything else that you'd like to add for our listeners here today?
We'll be having this conversation a lot over the next couple of months because we have a lot of holidays to celebrate, and I think that we will find ways to, you know, celebrate our traditions and create new traditions. And we're also moving into fall, where we'll continue to talk about flu shots and other things that we can do to have a safer fall as we possibly can.
Leanne Jalon with San Juan Basin Public Health Department, thanks so much for joining us here on KSUT for our weekly COVID-19 update.